Investment flash.
Buddy, crowded trades are cracking everywhere. Chips down 8.7% this week. Crude finally wobbling after a 73% run. And crypto selling off hard. This is a wild end to the week.
You're listening to Investment Flash New York Edition, Friday, July 17th. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald.
And Tom's already wound up. What did I miss? Another tech sell-off?
No way, Gerald. The SOX Semiconductor Index down 8.7% this week. A new Chinese AI model just called into question the entire moat of U.S. chipmakers. NVIDIA fell 2.4% last session alone.
Wait a second. Is this a fundamental threat from Chinese AI, or just an excuse to unwind a crowded trade? Because I'm going to push back. The Chinese model might be a research milestone, not a commercial one. Earnings next week could confirm demand, and this sell-off might look like a dip.
And Gerald, your utilities ETF call from yesterday? Up another percent. Slow and steady while tech gets hammered. I'll give you that.
Slow and steady, Tom. Unlike your semis right now. Different year, same tune.
Ha, fair enough. My TSMC buy is hanging in there too, but semis, buddy, the pain is real. The Chinese AI model hit NVIDIA's narrative premium right where it hurts.
Tom, remember when you said semis were cooked in Q2 last year? Different year, same tune.
No, this is different. Chinese AI could actually compete. It's not just positioning, it's a potential paradigm shift.
But that's exactly my point. If it's not just positioning, why is Ether falling twice as hard as Bitcoin? CoinDesk says the chip trade unwinds spilled into crypto. That screams contagion, not fundamentals.
Contagion? It sounds like my portfolio has a cold.
Mine too, buddy. Mine too.
Seriously though, altcoins getting hammered. Hype down 10%. The risk-off is real. And yet Crypto.com gets a $20 billion valuation from Citadel. There's still an institutional bid tugging at Bitcoin.
For real? So Bitcoin is caught in the crossfire. That's the story. Watch for resolution. It could rip either way.
Meanwhile, oil, up 73% year-to-date on Iran fears, wobbled last session, despite more U.S. escalation. FT and Bloomberg flagged tanker zigzags and deeper strikes, but the easy money is gone.
Wobbled? It's still a bid, Marie. Chevron and Iraq are trying to bypass Hormuz with a Syria pipeline. That's not bearish, that's demand for alternatives. A structural supply story that could reshape Gulf transit.
Tom, the pipeline is a consortium with a Syrian Qatari group and a lay venture firm. FT says it faces immense political hurdles. It's an exotic headline, not a near-term catalyst. USO 23% below its high. The easy money is gone, and any de-escalation forces a fast unwind.
Only Gerald could turn a pipeline into a PE warning.
Hey, I'm just saying, crowded lungs unwind fast. You want to add crude here? Do it with caution. The positioning risk is too high.
But see, this is what I mean. The cleanest expression isn't oil. It's gold. GLD down 8.4% year-to-date, 28% below its high. Geopolitical hedge without the positioning hangover. It's underowned and underappreciated.
Oh, that's good. Gold has underperformed both crude and the sell-off. Catch-up trade.
All right, I'll buy it.
GLD is interesting, but let's not sleep on Indian banks. Bloomberg explicitly names HDFC Bank and ICICI Bank as prime beneficiaries of RBI measures to attract FX deposits. That's a direct margin boost right before earnings. HDB down 28% year-to-date, 34% below its 52-week high. That's a value entry if I've ever seen one.
Buddy, that's a screaming value entry. 34% below its high, down 28% year-to-date. Earnings next week. If they beat, the re-rating potential is huge. This could be the turnaround story.
ICICI isn't down as much, only 1.4% year-to-date. But at 15 times forward PE, a margin boost from FX deposits could still move it meaningfully. I like the setup, especially with earnings around the corner.
It's the kind of macro tailwind that doesn't depend on US tech or oil. That's attractive right now. A diversified play with a catalyst.
Totally.
That's the story.
Speaking of macro tailwinds, India's Modi is hunting uranium and critical minerals after Iran's disruption. URA, the uranium ETF, is down 15% year to date, beaten down and starved for a catalyst. This could be the spark it needs.
Hold on. Uranium? That's a niche supply squeeze, not like chips where everyone's watching. But fair, if demand re-rates on this Modi tour, it could catch a bid. The setup is contrarian. I'll give you that.
Remix, Rare Earths, is down about 5% year to date, but it's 51% above its low, not as cheap. And wheat, WEAT, up 25% year to date on Russian strikes threatening Ukraine grain. Already well bid, though any export halt could spike it further.
Yeah, but Gerald, that's the point. Any export halt spikes it further. DBA, the ag basket, is only 4% below its high, not overbought yet. The Black Sea risk is real.
Tom's trying to make wheat sexy. I respect the effort.
Hey, when it runs, it runs. But let's talk Trump media. DJT surged almost 13% this week. They're selling high-speed access to presidential posts. That's a real monetization path.
Look, the stock is still down 30% year to date and 54% below its high. But sure, a real revenue stream could close that gap. It's a binary trade. Either the monetization works or it doesn't.
I'm going to push back here. Monetizing presidential social posts? The SEC will have a field day. This is a regulatory minefield. We've seen this movie before.
That's what you said about Tesla's tweets? And look at it now. The market doesn't always care about the SEC.
No, but that's exactly my point. Tesla got fined. The regulatory risk is real, even if the stock runs. It can come back to bite.
Fair point. Meanwhile, Brussels is extending free carbon allowances for heavy industry. That's a direct policy headwind for clean energy. ICLN barred nearly 5% this week.
That kills the transition incentive. Short clean energy? The policy shift undermines the whole renewable investment case.
Exactly. If you're not forcing polluters to pay, renewables lose the investment case. ICLN 23% below its high. Could keep sliding on this news. The EU is kicking the can down the road.
Neovir.
That's the story.
And on the exchange side, FT Lex argues perpetual futures are a distraction, not a disruption. CME and ICE down year to date, but holding their ground. The threat looks contained. Hold.
Boring but steady. That's the Gerald special.
Yeah, well, mine and equipment makers aren't boring. Sandvik crashed 8.6% last session. Orders slowed with precious metals. The trend might not be over.
Another crowded trade unwinding. See the pattern? It's all about positioning right now.
All right. But the counter is that fundamentals haven't really changed. Iran's still blockaded. Nvidia's Blackwell ramp intact. Earnings next week could flip this whole narrative. This might be a dip to buy.
Fundamentals, schmundamentals. Positioning can crush you before the story plays out. Both chips and crude were crowded longs. When the first domino falls, it takes everything with it.
But that's why gold is the play. Not crowded, down on the year, hedges geopolitics, nobody's talking about it. It's the ideal hedge against exactly this kind of dislocation.
GLD is a sweeper.
Underowned, underappreciated?
That's the whole story.
Also, quick note, India barely moved this week despite tech selling. Either it's decoupled or the pain is yet to come. Worth watching closely.
And Friday's CPI? Nobody cares. Geopolitics and tech competition are the story now. That's almost refreshing.
Markets got bigger things to worry about than inflation prints. Almost refreshing, yeah?
As always, none of this is investment advice. Just three people talking markets.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. London time for the weekend edition. I want to see if gold actually catches a bid. Until then, stay nimble.
See you then, everybody.